Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, guys, back to another great show. Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I'm your host, Jay, and it's really good to be able to not only do the show, but to actually have it streaming on Facebook. Haven't done that in a long time, but, you know, it's okay. I really like the fact that we are doing this live and streaming on Facebook. I don't know what's going on with some of the audio that we got going on, but it's okay. We're going to call, we're not going to call. We're going to be joined by some people today. And we are going to be talking to none other than one of my closest friends, Robert Kellogg, who is a city council man, that is, for city of Gastonia in Gastonia, North Carolina. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the Save a Lot grocery store that is closing on the West End. I want to know what you guys think about that. I know a lot of you had something to say about it, which was very interesting in itself. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the upcoming elections. We're going to be talking about everything that's going on in Gastonia. I want you guys to definitely, and I mean definitely, make sure that you tune into this show, because it's going to be a good show. The number to call is 516-595-8272. The number again is 516-595-8272. You know what it is. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live today with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you, cause it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic, with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mal again. You wanna ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like to cruise. Turn up the sound, Zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get them into a thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do a thing. I carry the heavy load, dropping off,
this
is the funk I'm
gonna
bring.
Yeah, now I done been up and I been down. I rock Omegas to LES, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass covers to balling out of control, to skiing with no rubber and numerous coochie holes, to robbed at 22 but in the hospital, 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad, but this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money, even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter, cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check, enterprise.
Now all right,
all right, behind the scenes working on it, building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me, get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me, you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Yeah, with God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do a thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama told me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off cause it's the folks I'm gonna bring.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me, I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you, all you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you cause it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mal again. You wanna ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like to cruise. Turn up the sound, zone 7 is my music.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do a thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do a thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off cause it's the funk I'm gonna bring.
Yeah, now I done been up and I been down. I rock Omegas to LES, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare-ass courage to ballin' out of control. Skeetin' with no rubber and numerous cootie holes. To robbed at 22, put in the hospital. 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't tryna flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money, even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter, cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9-to-5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic tech enterprise.
All right, all right, behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me to get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do a thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off cause it's the folks I'm gonna bring.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the show, guys. The number to call is 516-595-8272. That number again is 516-595-8272. Guys, we are going to be joined by none other than City of Gastonia Councilman Robert Kellogg pretty shortly, that is. He will be joining us to talk a little bit about his reelection campaign and some other things that's going on in Gastonia. One of the things I wanted to talk about is the grocery store that's closing on the west end of Gastonia. I know there's been a lot of hoopla about it, and I know that there was a story written about it in the local papers. And I just want you guys to understand what's going on. First of all, please read everything that you see in front of you before you start commenting on stuff, because it really makes you look real silly when you start commenting on things and spitting out bad facts and all this, that, and the other. And I've seen a lot of that. And, you know, I've been quiet for a while. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why I've been so quiet on Facebook for the last couple of months, that is. Been real quiet, just sitting back watching, and you see a lot of chameleons. And right now those chameleons are running out of colors to change. And we need to really start looking at who we're dealing with and how we deal with them. You know, I so much I want to say. But here is what I want to say first and foremost about what's going on in Gastonia, in the city of Gastonia, that is. I think that not having the grocery store in the area that it is, it really, truly hurts some of the elderly, some of the people who really depend on that grocery store. Now, I didn't say who was doing it. I didn't say the city of Gastonia or any of the people that's affiliated with the city has voted to do anything. I'm saying that not having a grocery store there is going to be really hard for some of the people around there to be able to do the things that they need to do to make sure that they can have their daily living the way that they're used to living around there. I mean, it's convenient to have a store there. I would be really happy if I had a grocery store like in walking distance of where I live. Some people don't have vehicles. Some people don't have that luxury of owning a car where they can go and go grocery stop shopping, that is, whatever they want to. Those are things that we need to look at as humanitarians. And right now, I'm going to tell you, we got a lot of chameleons floating around in Gastonia that need to be exposed. We got a lot of chameleons that's doing things that they shouldn't be doing in Gastonia, and they think it's being unheard of, unseen, and unthought about, but that's not the case. You know, we need to be cognizant of what's going on. We have elections coming up, and those elections is very important to how we are going to progress in the city. There's things that need to be happening right now, y'all, things that are not happening, and things that we need to put our foot down and demand to happen. I don't know what happened to I'm talking to Facebook people. I don't know what happened right now, guys, but we kind of lost y'all for a second. Don't know what that was all about, but it's okay. We'll get you back in just a minute here. Y'all can tell it's been a minute since I've been able to talk to you guys on Facebook and on the show. But we get ready to get it together again, and we're going to do what we need to do to keep progressing in the community and keep going with whatever it is that we're trying to put on our agenda, on our plate. So I want you guys to really listen to what's going on with the show today, because there are a lot of things that we need to check. We need to start checking those that we call ourselves following. We need to hold leaders accountable. We need to do so many things that have not been done. And I personally think that there's lots more progress to be made in the city of Gastonia. Do we want that progress? Do we want to help with that progress? Do we want the people that are doing things now to continue with that progress? I think right now, in this day and age, it is critical for us to start really looking at what's going on around us. We got to quit walking around here being part of the deaf, dumb, and blind, and we got to start really thinking about what's going on in this area that we live. Do you want to be a part of success for this area, or do you want to be the sour fruit, bad energy that's going to take over any progress that can be made in this city? Those are things that we really need to look at. And I promise you guys, you're not looking at them like you think you are, like you say you are. Because if you were, there wouldn't be so much strife going on right now. There wouldn't be so much confusion. There wouldn't be so many people feeling like they are out here alone. This is why I wanted to bring Robert Kellogg on the show. So I want you to hear what he has to say. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by none other than City of Gastonia Councilman Robert Kellogg. And I want you guys to really listen to what he has to say. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Too many nights have passed me by, and too many more. What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
To the show, number to call is 516-595-8272. Guys, first and foremost, let me say that I am really, truly happy to be able to bring you the show with this manner on Facebook. I'm going to be streaming on a couple more platforms. But first and foremost, secondly, let me say that I appreciate the love and the support that I always get from the show. See, a lot of you don't know. I just haven't been streaming this on Facebook for a while, but I have been, the show's been running. It continues to run. There's been rebroadcasts and there's been some new shows, but the show continues to run whether I stream on here or not. And I just want you guys to know that I do this because I want to get a little bit closer and give you a little background and a little backstories in between the breaks, because I like talking to you guys like that. But I want to thank Little Rock, Arkansas. Thank Philly, South Philly, that is, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, that is, but Decatur. I'll say Decatur, Georgia. Tallahassee, Florida, Colorado, Bakersfield, California, Tacoma, Washington, that is. Thank you guys. I know I'm forgetting some people. Houston, thank you guys for continuing to support the show. It means a whole lot to me. This is why I keep doing it, because I'm able to reach so many people with this just one singular voice, which is really awesome. Now, enough of that. We've talked a little bit about Gastonia, what we're going to be doing in Gastonia. I've run my mouth a little too much, and I've extended my time. I should have been had them on. But I want you guys to listen. So get all your mama's brothers, uncles, cousins, and sit back and listen to what this gentleman has to say about the status of Gastonia, what we going through, what we should be doing, and what we got to look forward to. So welcome to the show, none other than Councilman Robert Kellogg. Welcome to the show, Robert. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great. I hope you are.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm a little rusty with getting this thing on Facebook. You know, I feel like a novice again, but I'm glad that you were able to join me and talk a little bit about Gastonia. You know, there's so many questions. I don't know if you heard me a little bit, but I did talk about the grocery store and everything, and there's just so much going on. So tell us what you've been doing and what you got going on.
Oh, wow. So that's a loaded question. There is so much going on.
I know it is.
this city is just booming. And, you know, we've talked, we've been friends for years, and we've talked in the past about how things were coming and how we hoped people were preparing and how we could just see that it was going to reach us eventually. But we're not talking about that anymore because it's here, and we're in the middle of it. And with that comes a lot of challenges, but it is so exciting to see the growth and the investment and the pride in our city, and especially a lot of activity on the western side of Gastonia. I used to say invest in the West, you know, invest in the West, and I still believe that. I think our western side has been neglected for far too long, and obviously there's challenges. We don't want gentrification or anything like that to happen, but we really want people to be proud of our city and to recognize that Gastonia is not just a place on the map, but it's a destination and it's a great place to live and work.
Mm-hmm. For the most part, do you think people are proud of our city right now?
I do. You know, I really do think that most people are proud. Most people live here and like living here, and they're they're proud to be here. There is some, you know, there's always some backlash. There's always some individuals who are afraid of progress, who don't want the city to move forward for one reason or another. And then I think there's some others who may just be kind of misguided a little bit. We're not quite understanding that the things that we want, you know, the things that we need, grocery stores and health clinics and for a healthier, happier community, if you want those things, you have to have investment. So those things aren't coming without the investment. So I think sometimes there's a disconnect with some individuals, but I think that will come along as well. So you know what? I think most people are positive, but in today's day and age with social media, we tend to hear a lot of the negative that's out there as well.
Yeah. And you know, I was just telling someone this the other day. Social media and, you know, technology in itself can be very useful for what we're trying to do in the present and in the near future, but it can also be such a hindrance, because if you don't know how to truly utilize technology and social media, then you can get lost in the art of communication, because, you know, there is a such thing as being rude in texting. There's a tone when you text, and people don't understand that. There's a tone in what you post on social media, and people don't understand that. So if you don't want your tone to be misread, then some of the things that I think people put on social media need to actually think about it before they put it on there, because it only takes one person to figure out that negative energy of any message or any post that someone is putting out there, and it will spread like wildfires.
Yep, absolutely. I agree.
And, you know, and I think Robert, I think that right now, with everything that we have had to fight against as a people, as one people, I'll say it that way, we sometimes get misled into thinking that there is a solution in a person. And sometimes that's not true, you know. And I've always told the community to, when they go vote, to vote for the ones that have their agenda. Ask them what the agenda is. If they don't have your agenda, don't vote for them. And this is why I like you so much, because you have always fought for the people, and you continue to fight for the people. And I don't understand for the life of me how anyone could not see that when you have your hands in so many wonderful things.
First of all, thank you for that. I try to be transparent and accountable, and I think all of our elected officials should be. And I think on the on the local level, it's a lot easier to get to know the people who represent you and the people who are making decisions for all of us. And I think it's really essential that we do reach out, that we're a part of the community, that we engage, that we're answering questions, that we're available for anybody that we can be available for. So I really try to do that, and I think that's the one of the things that has really helped me to win two terms on the city council. First term wasn't easy. I won by, I think it was 50 votes. That was a struggle. And the second term, I won by a bit more. But that was only because I got out there and I worked and I went to events and I talked to people and I asked them, what do you want to see in Gastonia? What are your challenges? What's going on in your neighborhood? And some of these people were so surprised that somebody was asking them, for their insight and their opinion. And that's valuable. That's how we build communities. That's how we engage people. That's how we become empowered. When people feel that they're being listened to and they're being heard, that's a powerful entity.
Now, you're running up for, you're up for re-election this year.
I am.
How's the campaign trail going so far?
So the campaign trail is really, really good. I'm so blessed and so thankful that I have friends that have been with me from the beginning who just continue to volunteer and do the work that needs to be done for a successful campaign. So I'm really lucky that I don't have to keep building a campaign every time I run. It's already there. And I really appreciate, all of the volunteers and the people who donate their time and their money and their energy, because without them, I would be lost. they really are a great group of people. So it's going really well. I always run a traditional campaign. I believe that campaigns should be about telling people about your platform or your experience or your record, in my case, and giving people a vision for the future. And that's what we're doing. And I feel confident we'll be reelected as long as people get out there and vote, because it's an off year. And sometimes in those off years, it's easy to kind of stay home and not really be as energized. But I'm hoping people get out and vote, because it's really crucial who's on our city council. I mean, we're making very critical decisions about our future, and we really need to have people who are focused on the future and at the same time understand the big picture and are empathetic to the people that we serve.
I agree. Now, and you said earlier it was hard. You're glad you have your people who are always dedicated to you on your campaign trail. And I just wanted to throw this in real quick, and that's just a testament of who you are. That's all that is. That's a testament of who you are. When good people do good things and treat people right, they have no problem getting the help they need. But when you start being shady, like some people, and you start doing things the wrong way, then you start losing support. Then you it's hard to find support, but you're not that guy. So it doesn't surprise me that people are overly giving themselves to be able to help you and see the quest that you want to happen for yourself in the city of Gastonia. It doesn't surprise me that people are lending themselves to you, because it's just a testament of who you are. You're just that guy, So I appreciate you. Well,
thank you.
I want to know what your campaign, your reelection, what is it, what is the meat and potatoes behind your campaign run this time? What do you guys really feel strong about in your campaign this time?
So it's really not a whole lot different than what it's been from the beginning. So I've always been about just representing working class, hardworking people, and also making sure that those who, that we consider the least of these, that those individuals have a voice as well. Because when you're elected to office, you are elected to represent everybody.
Everybody.
And it doesn't matter who you are, what, you know, what we, how we want to classify people or break them into demographics. You have to try to represent everybody and at least hear their voice. I mean, you may not be able to vote the way somebody wants you to vote every time, but it's important to hear every voice. And I think especially in Gastonia, we are a very shining example of a working class town. I mean, it goes back to the days of the mills and the railroad and all of the factories and mills and that work ethic and that desire to just work hard and be a part of your community. That's still here. That's still a part of who we are. But we also have a lot of individuals who are struggling too. The past year and a half has been hard for many people with COVID, some people not being able to work for specific or for, you know, individual reasons. A lot of places are you know, having to reshuffle their schedules and rework how they're hiring people or how they've got people on the schedule. So there's some individuals who are hurting, people who may have also had trouble with maybe evictions or getting behind on utility bills or rent. And, you know, typically the city doesn't deal with all of those things on a mass scale. I mean, it's just not part of what the city does, but we recognize that we have an obligation to listen to our constituents and try to help as much as we can. So I think last year we really kind of, you know, we came together and we did as much as we could to help people through the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Now, this time around, I noticed that there wasn't many town halls this time around, and I know there's still time left. Do you know if you guys are going to plan any town halls, or are you just you're just going to hit the ground running and try to get people motivated to get out to the polls?
So we've had we've been trying to be very sympathetic. Maybe that's not the right word. Very aware of how some people are still nervous or afraid or not quite wanting to be a part of larger scale events.
Yeah, I understand that.
So we've been doing smaller events. We had one at Beppa, which is a Vietnamese restaurant. We have one coming up Sunday at Cool Beans Cat Cafe on Main Street in Gastonia.
Okay.
We have there's a couple of forums coming up that different groups are doing. So the Reverend Crawford and some individuals there are doing a forum for the candidates, and also the Greater or the Gaston Business Association is doing a forum as well. So there's some opportunity there, but I'm doing a lot more of this type of thing, you know, talking on podcasts, social media, smaller events, and then we're, you know, I'm doing the typical knocking on doors and phone calls as well. And even knocking on doors, though, I try to stand back and make sure that I'm not invading anybody's space because, you know, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, so I want to make sure people feel safe and secure.
Yeah, that's got to be really hard to be able to run an effective campaign in the middle of everything that's going on, you know, because safety is everyone's first concern. And I know it's your first concern. It's got to be extremely hard, but you know what? You guys are doing it flawlessly. And I mean, you're making it look too easy.
Well, and again, I think that goes back to the people that I have that have been helping me for years. I mean, we're like a well-oiled machine, so we don't have to reinvent anything. We just know what to do, and we do it. And I think it's also just, you know, being available to people and being flexible. So that really helps.
Yeah. I see that right now we need all the flexibility we can. That's with each other.
Yes, absolutely.
So let me ask you, Robert, what are some of the things that you see the city of Gastonia expounding on, or what do we have to look forward to with the city of Gastonia?
The growth is going to continue to come right on in. I know that there's still people out there that really are hoping that it stops, and I understand some of the fear and frustration. Change is never easy, and there's a lot of challenges with that change. But the growth is not going to stop. I mean, we've got a casino that's being built in Kings Mountain. We've got one of the world's busiest airports, 15 minutes away. We're right in the middle of Atlanta and Washington, D.C. Everything's exploding around us as far as growth. The census numbers showed that we're now up to 80,000 people here in Gastonia. So the growth isn't going to stop. So you can expect to see, more development, more growth, more businesses coming in. And that can be challenging. We need to make sure that that people aren't being displaced, that neighborhoods aren't losing their character or their history or their culture. So there's some challenges that come with that growth. But I would expect to see that growth to continue well into the next several years. And that's something that that's been coming, and it's here. I mean, it is just in a way around it. It's already here. And like I said, the challenges are going to continue as well.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that about the neighborhoods, which I really want to give you 25 good seconds to address the grocery store that is leaving the west side near the Fused Park. And I said earlier at the opening of the show that I think a lot of people really didn't read everything that they should have read. To know that it is not the city that's making anything happen. It's just the people that own the property itself. So if you can expound on that just a little bit, to just clear the air, or they heard it from you so they would know that sometimes you got to keep reading to get the whole gist of what's going on.
Yeah, certainly. So there's several things going on with Save-A-Lot. First, on their corporate level, they have been closing stores for the past year. This is just another one in a round of closures. They're financially I don't want to say they're financially in trouble, but they're restructuring, they're closing stores, whatever it is they're doing. It's a well-known fact that they're downsizing their presence in many areas. So it was a corporate decision. Second of all, there's this idea from some people that the city owns that property, or that we bought it and we're telling Save-A-Lot to move. Neither one of those are true. We don't own that property. We have no authority to tell anybody to move. I mean, this is private property. They're a private business. They can do what they want. And I think what they're doing is basically a reflection of a corporate decision. I can't say for certain, but I'm pretty sure this is not part of gentrification. I don't think Fuse has been there long enough for this to be an example that would set the alarm bells off for some people. And I know that that's a real sensitive issue, and we need to be concerned about that. But I think more than anything, this is an economic issue. It's a corporate issue, and it's a private business issue. And I hope that we can, lure something else in that spot. We definitely need a grocery store within that area. It's a food desert, and that's something that we are working on the city level. But there's nothing nefarious or nothing underhanded going on with the city. We have nothing to do with the decision at Save-A-Lot, and we wish them well, and we wish they weren't leaving. We need a grocery store there.
Yeah, I, you know, and I hope that people are listening to that, because I, you know, saw the post that was on social media, and I heard all, well, I didn't hear, but I read all the comments, and I've never seen so many confused people in my life. And, you know, it's so amazing to me how one person can say one thing and everyone else will capture that and will think it's the truth and continue to carry it other places. And that's how misinformation gets started. And that's how misunderstandings are formed also, and people start assuming, and then, you know, then what? Then you have chaos, because people do not know the facts, but they want to speak about things that they don't know the facts about. So I'm glad that you were able to clear that up, you know, because it's very important that they hear that from you.
Yeah, me too. And that just brings up a point that, you know, whenever – and I can't tell people what to do or how to act, especially on social media, but whenever there's an urge to blame the city for something, I really wish that, you know, some individuals would just step back for a second, take a couple seconds to do some legwork, do some investigative work, maybe call somebody who's on the city council or a city staff member and ask them outright what's going on. It could save a lot of misunderstanding. And to be honest with you, you know, I don't mind saying I'm sorry for the bad things that happen or for the mistakes or for some of the things that we do that may not be popular. But I I don't want to say hurts me, but it's discouraging when you get blamed for things that are not your fault, and when a simple phone call or email to the right people could clear it up.
Trust me, I know that all too well. I know that
Social media lends itself to that. Yeah.
Something
on social media. Yeah.
But you know, the great thing you have to stand on is we know who you are. The people know who you are. The people know what you stand for. And, you know, there's nobody in this area that's going to tell me that you don't love this area, you don't love this community, you don't love all the communities, and that you don't try to do what's best for the citizens of Gastonia. No one's going to tell me that. And I would never believe that, because I know who you are. I know what heart you got, and I know what drives you. I know the passion you have for this city, and I know what passion you have for the people in this city. So I can't wait to after you're reelected, because you're going to be reelected, because people are going to show up at the polls and they're going to do what they're supposed to, the smart thing, the informative thing, and they are going to get you back into office. Now, the seat. Did your seats change like the mayor's seat did? Your seat time change, or is it still the same?
So it's now a 4-year term. So when I was reelected last time, it was my first 4-year term. So I was elected in 2015, and I had a 2-year term, and then I was reelected in 2017 for a 4-year term. So, you know, when I get reelected this year, it'll be a 4-year term. And there's 3 of us that are up for reelection: myself, Dave Curlin, and Jennifer Stepp. And I think all of us except for Jennifer have opposition. So Jennifer, I don't know how she did it, but she got lucky, and I'm so happy for her. I mean, people could still write in, you know, there could be a write-in campaign, but for, you know, in all practical purposes, she's I'm in a pretty good place right now. So I'm really glad that she's able to, you know, to kind of keep on doing what she's been doing, which is being active in the community, but not, you know, she gets a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
But you know
and
what?
And I know it's got to be mental. I know the mental capacity of being in public office is probably something the average person just could not comprehend.
Right. Right, and I was just going to say, but you know what? Campaigning is an excellent way to keep yourself accountable and to measure what you've done and what you want to do again with the people that elect you. So, I mean, there's nothing, you know, nothing wrong with campaigning. I enjoy it, but I think, you know, she's got a little bit of a break, and it's been a tough year and a half. So I think, you know, I'm kind of happy for her that she can not have to worry about campaigning, but she can just continue to serve the people without having to, you know.
Do you like meeting the people when you go out on a campaign trail?
I do. You know, my favorite thing is knocking on doors, which some people, that kind of scares them, but I really enjoy that because I love to see the look on people's faces when I tell them I'm an elected official. And I'm here to listen to you, you know, tell me what your thoughts are. And people really, you know, people are really receptive to that. And and you know, a lot of these people see me throughout the year anyways, but there are some people that, you know, live in different communities, neighborhoods, and they may not interact with too many people, and maybe they're sort of shut in to their area. And they like to see people coming to their door who are, you know, an elected official. It's something that they're not used to seeing. So I enjoy it.
Well, I enjoy hearing you and watching your passion grow each and every time you talk about this great city. I think there's more things to happen in Gastonia. It's going to take all of us. So all the buffoonery and mockery and all of that has to stop in order for us to be able to grow. And I just think that is the only way that we're going to be able to grow if those things stop. And they need to stop from the small people like myself to all the big people who make things happen. So it has to stop. That's the only way we're going to be able to grow. And I think listening to you and knowing what you stand on is one of the great things that gives me hope in this area that we are going to be okay.
The only thing that I would say to what you just said is that I don't think you're a small person. In fact, I mean, what I'm trying to say is the power to make change is really not so much in the hands of elected officials as it is in our communities. If people only understood how much power they have, if they could come together, put everything else aside, and stay focused on a specific task or something that they're looking to change, that's powerful. That's where the power really is.
Agree.
You know, that elected officials don't have power, they do, but the power of the people is so underestimated. And, you know, when people get together and put their minds to something, there's a lot of things that can be done that could really change this city and even surprise a few people.
I agree. That's really well said. And I definitely receive that. Anything you want to leave the listeners with?
The only thing I would like to say real quick is early voting is a little bit different this year. So if you like to early vote, which I do, I like to early vote. So on election day, you know, I'm already have my ballot cast so that if something happens, I don't have to worry about it. But early voting this year, there's no Sunday vote, and there's only one Saturday. And also throughout all of Gaston County, there's only one location, and that is the Gastonia Board of Elections. So early voting starts October 14th. And there's no Saturday early vote until October 30th. And so that Saturday will be the only Saturday for early voting, and that'll be 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Wow.
But it's at the Gaston County Board of Elections on West Franklin Boulevard.
Wow. And
so
I'm going to post that on the show's webpage, too.
Yep, absolutely. I can send that info to you if you want me to.
Okay, yeah, definitely. And I can post it on the show's webpage, and I can post it on the show's Facebook page because that's some very vital information that we need to know with those changes. You know, so we can make sure that everybody gets out and vote. I'm trying to put together a voters registration drive and trying to do so much right now to get people motivated to vote. We have to be motivated on the municipals just as much, I mean even more on the municipals as we do the national level, because the municipals is where everything takes place, where everything immediately affects you, and that's what we need to really get people to understand.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you really like some of the economic development and some of the jobs that are starting to come into our county, some of the newer opportunities with parks and recreations and trails, a lot of the energy, and if you like those things, then you need to get out and vote, because, you know, that stuff could all be, it could be stopped or changed. You know, it really does
yeah.
depend on who's in office.
Yeah. Well, Councilman, I know I kept you longer than I promised I would keep you. I appreciate you coming on the show and doing everything you do, because I say that there's none other like you. You the man. You are definitely the man.
Well,
thank you for coming
you
on this show
are.
Again.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. I will talk to you again, my friend.
Okay. Bye.
Number to call is 516-595-8272. That number again, 516-595-8272. Y'all, I don't stumble on my numbers, but I'm stumbling them today for some reason. I just must be really tired. I want you guys to understand how important things are when it comes to voting in your community and who to vote for and what you need to do to stay informed. Well, you definitely need to stay informed. Because unadvised voter is a dangerous voter, because you don't know who to vote for, and you're just going along with what other people are saying. That is not anything that you should be doing. We should be very informed, and we should hold them accountable. We should make sure that they have our agenda. Number to call is 516-595-8272. You guys are definitely live in the day.
The finger to the grim reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. escapism is a miserable.
Lively Day with Jake. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show, guys. I wanted to thank you guys for continuing to listen to the show, continue to follow the show, continuing to do all the things that you need to do to show me the love that I've been getting from you guys. I appreciate you. There's going to be some new Shop Talk shows coming up. We got some great guests that's going to be on Shop Talk, some very informative people. I know you guys, there has been a lot going on in the Gastonia area, and I'm going to cover all of that, I promise you. Just give me a little time because there's so many other things going on also that we need to talk about. But I want you guys to understand that I do this show for you. I do this show for you to give you the platform that some of you might not have. My platform's for you. It's here for you. I will always keep you informed. I will always do what I need to do for our young people because I feel like they are our future, and I do not want to be a part of failure. No matter how big the ego might seem to you, I will never, never dismay people who are doing great things in the community and great things for our young people. So as I tell you guys each and every day, salam alaikum, assalamu alaikum. I mean, peace be unto you. I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God. He gives it to me each and every day. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, been live in the day with Jay. I will see you guys on Monday. We got a lot more to talk about, and I got a lot more guests to introduce to you, all right? All right.